What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you are listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Today, we're talking about... Oh, come on. Not again. Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
Hello, Ingrid. It doesn't matter who I am. You see, I have your sister with me.
You have my sister?
Yes, I have your sister with me, and if you want her back, you have to listen to me and do as I say.
No, there's no way you really have my sister. She's at school right now.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm sure about that. I bet you don't even know which school she goes to.
Of course I do. I also know you work at VoiceTube, and you are probably recording pronunciation challenge right now.
What? How do you...
I know you're probably very scared right now. Just do as I say and no one gets hurt.
Let me talk to my sister.
What?
If you really have her, let me talk to her.
She's unavailable right now.
Okay, whoever you are, I'm gonna call the police right now and...
I gotta go now. Bye!
Okay, clearly that person hacked into my social media or something to find out my personal information and my sister's info. Ugh, there are more and more hackers these days, trying to make money by tricking and intimidating others. Speaking of hackers, today's video talks about them and talks about how valuable our personal information actually is. Be sure to go watch it. But before that, let's practice today's sentence. It can be a place for hackers and data thieves to steal your personal information and then sell it to the highest bidder. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower, okay? It can be a place for hackers and data thieves to steal your personal information and then sell it to the highest bidder. Okay, 今天这句话呢,我觉得... 虽然没有很长, 但是它很tricky, 我自己都坦白说都录了好几遍。 所以大家要多练习哦。Okay guys, let's take a look at the pronunciation tips. 首先第一个我们来看连音的部分。Hackers end. Hackers end. Hackers 的 S 跟 end 的 A 可以连在一起, 变成 hackers end. 再来第二个, information end. Information end. 一样, information 的 N 跟 end 的 A 可以连在一起, information end. 再来第三个连音的部分, sell it. Sell it. Sell 的最后的 L 跟 it 的 I 可以连在一起 变成 sell it. OK, 接下来最后一个字我觉得这是今天就是最难的一个字,最难念得顺的一个字, 就是 bitter, bitter, B-I-D-D-E-R. 它念得快的话会很像 bitter, B-I-T-T-E-R. 它们两个念得快的时候都会变成 bitter, bitter. 对,这个要多练习,多练习才会成功, bitter. Okay guys, that's it for the pronunciation tips. 接下来我们来看看今天的单字, vocabularies 的部分。 第一个单字, hack. Hack. Hack 主要有两个意思, 第一个是砍切或是劈, 第二个呢, 应该是大家比较常见的用法, 叫做未经允许侵入他人的电脑系统, 可能窃取资讯来从事非法勾当之类的, 那也就是我们中文说的害, 害这个字, 一个马, 再一个害。 那个嗨, okay, 那我们来看看例句。 Don't ever take exposing photos of yourself. You never know if somebody will hack into your phone and check your photo album one day. 永远不要拍自己太过暴露的照片，你不会知道有没有人会骇进你的手机看你的相簿。不知道大家有没有听过一位欧美的演员叫做Jennifer Lawrence， 她有演那个饥饿游戏，她是饥饿游戏里面的女主角Katniss Everdeen， 对。 然后他在他最红的那个时候，也就是他拍《饥饿游戏》的时候了。对，最红的时候呢，突然被爆出来就是他的裸照，对，就是在网络上疯传这样。因为他可能自己拍照，然后可能上传到 iCloud 这样，就有人直接把他拍出来，然后公开在网络上这样。对，然后那个时候就这个风暴就闹得很大哦，所以大家要注意，你永远都不知道你哪一天会成名，然后自己的。 相簿会被别人害进去，所以呢，最好的防范的方法就是不要拍一些奇奇怪怪的照片。对，你不知道哪一天他会被挖出来，所以大家要小心。OK，那会害进别人的手机或害进别人的电脑的人叫做什么呢？这种人叫做 hacker， 中文也就是直接翻叫做骇客的意思。 OK， 那我们来补充另外一个单字 life hack。 life hack 这个字它最早是使用在程式设计师身上，他们透过方法减少资讯过载的问题。那现在呢， life hack 引申成为可以提高工作效率的方法或是技巧，也就是偷吃步的方法或是小 pet ball 的意思。 OK， 例句，My dad always puts old newspaper at the bottom of the trash can to absorb any leakage. This life hack saves him a lot of trouble. 我爸每次都会放旧报纸在垃圾桶最里面来吸漏出来的液体。这个小 paper 让我们省了很多的麻烦。Okay, guys, the next vocabulary of the day is steal. Steal. Steal 的意思是偷窃。The girl who stole my purse has blonde wavy hair.Blue eyes and nice smile. Please, police officer, please find out who she is so that I can take her out on a date. 偷我包包的女生有长卷发、蓝眼睛、美丽的笑容。拜托你了，警察，请找出她是谁，我才能带她去约会。OK, 那这里的 stole 呢是 steal 的过去式。Steal 的三态变化是 steal, stole, stolen. OK, 那再来补充一个字 stealth.Stealth, S-T-E-A-L-T-H, 它的意思就是偷偷摸摸、秘密行动或是不声张的活动的意思。例句， Santa Claus entered the house in complete stealth, scared of waking the sleeping children. 圣诞老公公偷偷摸摸的进屋子，生怕吵醒在睡觉的孩子。OK, 接下来我要来补充三个单字。这三个单字呢都有一个共同点，就是他们都是小偷的意思，不同形式的小偷。哦，第一个 burglar, burglar, burglar 的意思是闯空门的小偷，也就是说这个小偷是专门趁你不在的时候，不在家的时候，可能出去玩啊或是晚上啊之类的，闯到你家去偷东西的那种小偷叫做 burglar, burglar。 再来第二种小偷呢，就是他会强行抢夺你的东西，或者是用武器或是用暴力去抢你的东西，叫做强盗。强盗的英文 robber, robber. OK, 我们来一个例句， The robber held up his gun towards me and told me to give him my homework or else. That's why I didn't have my homework today, Miss Testmarker. 强盗拿着枪指着我对我说，交出你的作业来，不然我就给你好看。这就是为什么我今天没带作业啦， Testmarker 老师。OK, 第三种呢就是最一般的小偷，叫做 thief, thief, 那 thief 通常就是可能就不会带枪或什么的，他就是很一般的小偷，偷偷摸摸的把你东西拿走那种小偷。OK, let's take a look at the last vocabulary of the day. The last vocabulary of the day is bid, bid, B-I-D, bid. Bid 呢它在做名词使用的时候意思是出价、喊价。The bid for Justin Bieber's used tissue went up from $150 to $4,000. What is wrong with these people? 小贾斯汀用过的卫生纸从150美元喊价到4000美元，这些人是怎么了呢？ OK, 再来 bid 它也可以做动词使用，意思是在拍卖中出价或是喊价竞买的意思。 Lena bidded $32 million for the painting, which nobody was able to outbid. Lena 为那幅画喊价了3200万，没有人能够喊更高的价钱了。That's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to always be careful when it comes to your personal information. If you ever run into a situation where you're threatened, be calm and ask for help. My name is Ingrid, and I'll see you next time.